Blog Talk Radio.
I think I sent Mary to tell to the ancestors.
One is green and one is black. One is red, black, and green. And the other one is red, black, and green. Our ancestor chair. I'm gonna make sure I text that to you. Deborah was over, I think Deborah said in the ancestor chair. I didn't complete it, but I think she said in it. Kim, I want to thank you tonight. And I told Kim to join in. I want you to, let me get his number. You can give it to somebody because I might have a word for them the rest of this week. Have them to call Block Talk Radio. The number is 515-605-9890. Give it to your children or give it to my children. Just listen. You know, we come on from 9 to 10. And in that process, God got a word for you. In that process, I don't know if you get the Bible because a lot's going on. And I want to start off today talking about, so I'm going to preach the word of God tonight. So you get ready for that. Before I preach it, I want to give you some things that happened. Okay? I want to give you the book of dreams. I want to give you the master number. And I want to give you the power of Solomon. Y'all ain't listening to me tonight. But I want to be very careful that you get what God got for you and you go to the next level. One thing I want to start off tonight, and I know I got to give that to you because some of you have lost your way. The Ten Commandments, and I wanted to give you that the Ten Commandments where you might read the Ten Commandments. Or the Ten Commandments might be a blessing to you. You can share it with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? When I give you the Ten Commandments, and the Ten Commandments, take this down to Exodus 20 and through 17. That's the Ten Commandments. That is the law of God. Come on, somebody. I want to give you the law of God where you might understand what's going on. So now, I want to give you a word of prophecy. But before I do that tonight, I'm going to have I.S. Mary, Mary Hawkins from Detroit, to read the 27th number Psalm. And I got a prophecy for you tonight from the ancestors, not from the bishop, from the ancestors. But I want you to understand some of the stuff going on. I prophesied that more kids going to get shot. And Deborah called me, told me in Philadelphia, four boys got shot, football boys, and one got killed. I'd already prophesied that was going to happen because Congress is not doing what it's supposed to do. They're more caught up in money. They're more caught up in world politics. What about local politics? We're going to deal with that. But I want to deal, before I go into the politics thing, I want to deal with some stuff. Mary, when you get your hands up, let me see what Mary, put your hand up while I know that you're on. I want her to read this scripture for me. That's Psalms 27 number Psalms. And I want to tell you all this, the rest of this week, I'm going to be preaching the word and prophesying to you, for you and your family. Now, anybody else come on, they might download it in here. But I'm dealing directly with the Spirit of the Almighty God. And I'm not faking and shaking. I'm not gonna be lying, I'm gonna be prophesied. Now you might accept it, you might not accept it. God is doing something different in this world. And you gotta be a part of what God is doing in this world. You might feel that a new car, new home, and all that don't mean nothing. Now, I'm going to tell you why it don't mean nothing. You're looking funny at me, but I got the word for you. I set up and the ancestors to come and sit around me. I sit outside. And they said, Bishop, you need to preach for 4 days. You need to preach. Start Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And said, I'm gonna end up saying tonight with the healing. Prophesied your condition. Doctor ain't got it well. You can take pills, high blood sugar. I'm going to prophesy on Saturday your condition and how you get healed. And ain't talking about no doctor. No, you we're so caught up in going to the hospital, and we get a toy, we go to the hospital, headache, we go to the hospital. We are totally not trusting God no more. Okay. The Bible says we are weaker and wiser. Our kids are weaker and wiser. And you know, in Detroit, they've been cut off where you don't bring those cell phones into school. I think that's the best thing. When they took prayer out of school, put them cell phones in there, it's been murder after murder. I believe if you're a superintendent or your kid, that your kids don't need no phone in school. No, don't need no phone in school in class. One lady told me, talking to a girl sending something to somebody next door to her. I mean, next in the thing, she texting right there, talking, you know, on text right there. So that's stuff happening. I want to get ready. Let me see. Mary, okay. Thank you, Jan Speedy. Okay, good. Mary, God bless you tonight. Is you going to be in the revival with me all the week, the rest of the week?
Yes.
Okay. Before you read, I want to give you a word, because I know you're reading, you're going to get caught up. And when the Spirit get on me, sometimes I lose my throat because I'm dealing with cancer. I see what T.J. Jake said to his daughter. I think that's the same. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Okay. Sometimes you got to, you know, you have to get away from them or give them that. I want to thank you, Kim, and your mother. God bless y'all in Detroit. Now, this is Mary Hawkins. She's going to read the 27th number of Psalms. Make sure you have your pencil and paper. And we're going to be on from 9 to 10. So whatever God got for you in that period, I'm going to give it to you. If I'm up preaching and God tell me to stop and call his name, I'm going to call that name. Because I'm going to preach and prophet. If you're a preacher, you're supposed to be a prophet. If you're a prophet, you're supposed to be a preacher. You're supposed to be a man or woman of God. And if God gives you the word, the people, somebody's going to receive it. You might not receive because you don't want to change. But if you receive the night that God got for you, and this is our regular crossing over our ancestors. And I want to talk a little bit about that, because when it's a crossing over our ancestors, that's about tradition. We are going back to what your mama, your grandma used to do, how they trusted in God. Now they're not trusting God, they're trusting in man. And so much going on. Lots of evil spirits out there. But we're going to deal with that biblically for you. Now I want to say this to you. We got this. 1, 2, 3, 4 days of revival. 4 days. Now, if you can, I want you to plant a seed. You can plant it by mailing it to me, to our ministry. You can help our ministry. And you can go to Cash App. I just want to get that out the way, because when I get started, if you do it, if you don't, God's going to bless anyway. And if you want a blessing, you got to see. If you see, you're going to get a harvest. And I can't stop your harvest. And I was telling people, if you see, quit passing in earth, you need a car, you need a home, you need money, your money closet. If you see in that spirit this week, the end of this month, you'll get what God, glory, got for you. He's going to make you a supply house, and he's going to let you seek a miracle. He's going to let you expect it. When you expect it, somebody else is going to expect it. I wish I had something. First, I'm going to have her to read just because it's been important. So, Mary, will you read the 27th number song for us? And I want all this that came to the revival, invite somebody to come back tomorrow night and the next night, because I got a different song every night. Okay, Mary, you can read.
Okay. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host should camp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head be lifted up above my enemy round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for that reading tonight, and it sounds so good. God's our light and our salvation. And I want to say this now. I want to go into, before I get into the word, I want to give some prophets out. I want to thank you, Sister Kim, Sister Regina. God bless you. I told you to listen tonight. I said God might have a word for you. And I don't know when God going to give me the word for each one of you tonight as listening. Pearl, I hope you're on too. Now, I want to say, this is my prophecy for 2019 and 2020. I said in 2019 that's going to be a total change in America, in the world. In 2020, we had the diseases. I talked about the diseases that was coming. In this prophecy now, this 2019, I talked about that people going to be sick, and they're still caught up. And this was a man-made sickness. It wasn't a sickness from God. It was man over in China messing with different food, and you know, and that's why that happened. Now, I prophesied in 2020 that, and then this when Trump was in power, and Mr. White down in Natchez, Mississippi, we prayed and I prophesied that it's all gonna get caught up, and some stuff gonna be found out. So I prophesied that in 2020, and now we're in 2022. My prophecy was in 2020 that would be a meeting of this when Obama was going out and Biden was getting it. That would be a meeting of New York, Chicago, Minnesota, Detroit, and other groups meeting to talk about the violence and talk about what's going on. So that's going to happen. My other prophecy for 2019, going into 2020, that we're gonna experience a lot of death and sickness because of these diseases and because the government did not take care of the business like it ought to, okay? Now, in 2019 and 2020, I talked about in 2022 there will be an uprising on the inside of America. That happened. There also will be in Supreme Court two deaths. We had one death in Supreme. We got one more coming. It's probably coming 2023 or 2024. That's in the Supreme Court. Okay. See, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. And I just want to give you that. And this might go over to 2024. And it's some people in the Supreme Court going to retire. I mean, it's so heavy on them, they're going to quit. They might quit they might announce in 2024. In 2025, they might quit. Take that down, Jerry. Now, there will be floods in Mississippi, Louisiana, some part of Texas, Illinois, and Missouri. Now, this is ongoing in 22, 23, and 24, on to 25. Earthquake in China and tsunami. Italy, earthquake. Okay, in Iran, flood. Okay, in 20 and 22, 23. This is ongoing now. Now, Prophecy 5, that would be a research. This is 22, 25, 23, 25 and 26. Now, let me say it again while you're alone. The ongoing investigation of Trump and all the people he had involved started in 2023, they're going to find out other stuff. In 2024 and 25 into 26, they're going to find out. Now, this is what they're going to find out. Y'all put this out. They can find out that secret documents have gone to other countries. They're going to find out that stuff been threaded up. They're going to find this out. And going into 24, 23, they're going to find out that connection with the White House, where when they was in there fighting in the White House, they had people from the White House talking to the rioter that's doing that. Okay, that's going to happen. Now I want to say this. The next prophecy is for you to clean up your act. Less red meat, vegetables, peanut butter, sweet potatoes, and you need a whole body cleansing. And you're going to find out in 2024 and 2025, once you do that, you're going to get all the radicals out of your body, all the radicals, and and they're going to find out that there's different meat that we buy, some of it cloned. You know, it's some of the chicken's cloned, some of the cow is cloned meat. So that's why it's got an effect on your body. Thank you. That's the prophecy. Now, I've got one more prophecy. I'm going to prophesy before I get into the word. I got some scripture for you. The prophecy for 2022, that will be in prophecy for 22, that will be sighting of UFO. That will be 2022, 23, men's going to the moon. Private companies will make spaceships to try to move to Venus and Mars. This going to be happening. There also will be awareness of the health of the people's body. That will be a machine connect you up and tell what's happening to your liver, your lungs, your kidneys. This is something in the future that's happening. They got a computer that can hook you up from your brain like your machine. What's going on with you? There's a cyber war that's going on up in space right now, and it's taking a real strong place in 2022, and it's going to go into 2023. This is prophecy. A sighting of UFOs in the Midwest, over in the East, people going to see flying saucers, okay? And they're going to see people, they're going to find a, now get ready, they're going to find a station in the bottom of the ocean, okay? That will be a war in the Middle East that's happening now. Also, there will be a famine in South Africa. Okay, and a civil war. Okay, there'll also be Russia fighting with four or five countries. Okay, this is happening as I speak to you, and it's already wrote down in prophecy. Okay, I just want you to have that where you know. I want you to get ready. That will be in Egypt. They will find a new tomb with all the artifacts of the Egyptian god in Egypt. They ain't found it yet. But they're going to be able to connect a door. From Egypt, they're going to see flying saucers over in Egypt, and it'll disappear, and it'll pop up in New York, in Chicago, in Detroit. It's a door that they will find out going into 2026. Okay, that will happen. UFO and the planet shifting in Chicago are flood underground, and they're finding out that something going on with that. Now, this is prophecy. Thank you. I got that out of the way. Now I want to deal with you. St. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. Now, some of you have problems with what's going on. If you got to need your plan to see in our lens, we're going to be in revival all this week, starting tonight and all the way. Now, I want to, this is the month of Raphael, the healing angel. And Raphael, Gabriel, and Michael is the angel that's on shift right now. And they're overseeing a lot of evil that's going on. And some of you are picking it up. And some of you don't know what you are really picking up. Now, this month, going into the month of October, that's what we're going to go into. We're going to go into the month of a loss of spirit. It's going to be loosened. I want you to read Psalms 23, and you're going to see Venus, you know, and those that come, they're going to find out that their birth star, they will see, and it will come to open up doors for you. And that will be a strong anointing on many people. And you ain't got to be in the church to have a strong anointing on you. You have to belong to no church that has strong anointing on you. When God put it on you, you become a goddess and you become a god. And the god of the wind, the god of the water, obey things and things happen. I want to share this with you tonight. Exodus 14:14. I want you to get ready for a divine blessing in your life. I want a financial covenant that God's going to give you. And I want to invoke the spirit. Can we deal with the ancestors? I want to deal with the spirit of Master Musa. And Exodus 23 and 20, the angel Raphael is the healing angel. I decree tonight your financial blessing. I decree tonight that every door closed will open up. I decree tonight that the spirit of the ancestor will come and give you a walk through life. Revelation 22:1, put that down. Proverbs 4:22. And Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. St. Matthew 13:8. St. Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. Do expect Proverbs 13. When you see Proverbs 13:2, it's going to give you a blessing, okay? So I want you to receive the $1 trillion flow this week, and I want the word to come to you tonight. Now, if you got a testimony, if you want to give your testimony before I get to preaching, press 1 on your thing. Maybe you got something you want to share with somebody here online. You know, it wouldn't be, I've been online, people couldn't go out the house, we still having church. People saying, I'm scared to go to church. We've been having church all, that the COVID didn't bother us because Mary, we listened, we was on the radio, we're talking on the internet, so it didn't bother us. And we've been talking about God's word all through the year. If you ain't got it, something wrong with you. Gary, you know that. Now, step to the next level of healing, success, and the power of the Almighty God with your husband, wife, and your children. I'm praying for those that lost a lot of loved one this year because of so much evil. Now, if you got right now, a Betty, Bright Star, John, Joe, if you got some, Lisa, if you got a testimony, Deborah, you can press 1 and I'll hear your testimony. Because when you testify, you help people. See, sometimes you sit still and you put people in trouble because you won't get up and say, God bless me. I prayed for the house and I got the house. I prayed for my healing. Some of you stay so caught up in materialistic things, you can't thank God or share with somebody what God did. You get these crooked preachers, these preachers that don't know what they're doing, tell you all that mess, but they ain't got no anointing on their life. You know, they're so materialistic, and you get caught materialistic, and you lose your blessing. If you got a need, you plant a seed. When you see the widow woman had the seed. She said, I got one whole cake, but I'm going to get to you, prophet. And she did. Abraham had the seed, okay? Moses had the seed. See, sometimes you give your time, and sometimes you give the word of God. Pearl, do you have a testimony tonight? Okay. Annette, do you have a testimony tonight? If you got a testimony, Annette, down in Mississippi. Now, I ain't said nothing about the prophecy that I told you about Florida. I told you last month it was coming, back to back. Right after this one come, another one coming, okay? Now, up in the Midwest, like Chicago, Minnesota, California, all around here, we're going to have an early winter, okay? So you got to get yourself ready, okay? Now, I'm just saying, I should say. But right now, has anybody got a testimony before I get ready to get started with the word? If you got a testimony, let me know, because I want you to give your testimony. It might help somebody. Annette, do you have a testimony? See, if you got a Kim, do you have a testimony? See, all you got to do is press one. I know you want to tell me, but some of you ain't got no testimony. So, okay, I'm not going to sweat you. You're supposed to testify because God has did something for you. He healed you. It's a lot. I want to say this tonight in this revival. It's a lot of evil going on. And it's a lot going on. And men and trying to take care. The government can't take care of what God. God is the divine law. And it's a man and woman. And if you and God together, God know what you need, what you want. You see? And some of you ain't let go. And you got to let go and let God. I want to share with you tonight for about 5 minutes. I want to share with you 5 minutes. It might help you out as I share with you this 5-minute word of God at this 9 o'clock hour. I want to share with you. Moses was the top flight of Egypt. And Moses' mother said, when the king said, we're going to kill all the boy babies, she put Moses in a basket and put him in the water. And the king's sister seen it and got him. Okay. And Moses mean water. Look what's happening. Moses going to walk the street of Florida. It's going to flood. And it's on its way now. Okay. Now, and after that, there's another one coming. So just get ready. And the next one coming is going to hit around, put it down, Mexico, around the Gulf. And people down there got to come inward. All the people in Florida, they got to leave Florida and come up to Alabama, come up to Georgia, and it's going to be tornadoes. It's a lot going on. Why is that happening? Because man don't obey God. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for Jesus. I just want to say that. Thank you. You know, I just picked up something, and I want to tell you. I'm going to say this to him. 2 Timothy 1 and 2. Okay, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. God gave us a spirit to be bold in whatever you do. And you wonder what things happened to you. What's going on in your life? What have you gave to God? What have you said, Lord, I'm out of repentance for my sins, but I'm going to go a little bit further. Moses was put out of Egypt. He was 40 years old. Okay, he killed the He'd kill be guilty and buried in the sand. And the king could not kill him. Read Exodus. And they sunk him in the desert with a stick, with a staff. And he went all the way up to Mount Sinai. Y'all ain't going to pray with me. As he went to Mount Sinai, when he got to Mount Sinai, he was 40 years old. So that means 40. This man, 80 years old, still looking good. Still able to run the marathon, okay? Come on, y'all, I'm too old. Ain't done nothing get over clothes. My grandmother told my auntie, said, don't nothing get over clothes. You buy some new. So I'm fat, I'm fine, I'm skinny, I'm fine. I'm tall, I'm fine, I'm skinny, I'm fine. You got to know you're fine when you serve God. Now, I want to share this with you. After Moses got to Mount Sinai, and he was there. They done put him out of Egypt. You can't never come back him. Come back, we're going to kill you. That's what man said. But what did God say? You understand what I'm saying? The man that tell you, you can't make it. The devil that you got the cancer, you got high blood, you can't make it. But look what God said. And when Moses was tending the sheep, he looked and seen the bush. Somebody said bush. The bush. It's a bush in your life, but you ain't denied it. You ain't seen it. You ain't seen God have a job for him to do. And some of you, God got a job for you to do, but you let your husband run you. You let your children run you. You want to babysit the grandchildren. And you didn't raise your children. What you babysitting some grandchildren? You can't be free. God wants you free. Woman, man, he wants you free to be able to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the direction of the anointing. You're supposed to be able to speak that I'm well. You're supposed to be able to speak I'm here. Tonight, going into this revival, you ought to ask God for a breakthrough. You ought to ask God this week that I want you to heal me, body, mind, soul, and spirit. You, tonight, you ought to make up your mind that you're going to call three people and say, listen, because God might have a word for your daughter, for your son, to keep him from dying, keep him going to jail. Sometimes you got to change. Here's the kids playing football, come out of school, and there's an evil land in the bushes and shot three of them and killed one. Those evil people, evil spirits. Now, let me, Moses seen the burning bush. Y'all ain't gonna pray with me. And he looked at that bush, but it was burning, but it wasn't consumed. What I'm trying to say to you, God got a way for you, man. God got a way for you, woman. And God trying to give you something, but you look another way. I don't see it. Sometimes you got to back away. Sometimes you got to wait on God to give you the finish. Moses had to wait on God. Now, God always sends signs. Sometimes your grandma comes to my angel come. And sometimes God says, step back, I'm going to fight your battle. God free you up. You go right back in that pit. You go right back in that hog pen. He's a prodigal son and come out of the hog pen. Hello, somebody. So Moses looked. He said, let me go see this thing. I've seen the bush burning, but it ain't burning up. He went up on Mount Sinai, and when he got there, take his shoes off, because the ground you stand on is holy ground. What I'm trying to tell you, when you serve God, God anoints you. God appoints you. Man can't appoint you. God appoints you. When God said you heal, I don't care what the doctor said, when God said you heal, you heal. When God said you got the anointing, can't nobody take it from you. When you got the anointing of the Almighty God, he's going to bless you. He's going to heal you. He's going to open a door for you. And I'm praying tonight that when Moses got there, he took his shoes off. And he fell on his face. That means, let me tell you, sometimes you got to get on your knees. You know, like grandma used to tell us, you go beside the bed. Y'all think you're too big, your bed, you got them king-size bed. Ain't now one of you, let me say this thing, ain't now one of you went and kneel down at the bed and prayed for anything. You jump in the bed and you go to church, preach, and you leave. You don't get nothing, because if it ain't concerning you, you don't get it. But God, when Moses seen the burning bush, God said, take your shoes off, because I got a word for you. And when he took his shoes off, because this ground is holy, if you stand on a holy ground, if you are holy, if the ground is holy, you holy. Come on, somebody. See, the ground you stand on is blessed and holy ground. After you leave him, you're going to leave with a message. After you leave him, you're going to leave healed. After you leave him, you're going to leave success. After you leave him, you're going to have joy. After you leave him, you're going to leave where you can help somebody else. So when Moses got his assignment, what is your assignment this morning? What is your assignment this evening? Did God give you assignment? You turn from your assignment? I want to tell you tonight, all is well. All in divine order. And Moses seen the bush, and he made up his mind that I got to do something. Now, let me tell you something. Everybody you've seen, when you talk about Martin Luther King, you talk about Paul Lawrence, about, they had to see the bush. I mean, God had put something in the seed. God had put something so untrue. God had put something in the spirit of your grandma, your ancestors. That's where you hear. So if God put that spirit into Moses, he put the spirit into you. So you got to ask God what you want me to do. God will forgive you from your sin. Sometimes you have to walk away from demon spirits. You got to walk away from devil spirits, because they'll hold you back. You have to walk away from them, because they want to block you and keep you locked up. So you got to let go and let God. I got the ancestor's chair, and I was looking at it. So when he left Mount Sinai, he had a job. You got to go back and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. And when you go, I want to let you know you got all the power that you need, because you stood here on Mount Sinai. I want you to go get the children and bring them back to me, to the mountain. Now, Moses could have said, no, I can't go. He said, I can't talk. Your brother's going to talk for you. And here's this staff. When you put it down, it turns to a serpent, pick it back up. Put your hand in the bosom, in the left, and it goes. God was giving him miracles to do in order to fight Pharaoh. Let me help you out. He was giving him miracles to fight evil. So you got to be able to fight this witchcraft, this murder, and this killing spirit, the hate that's going on. You got to be able to fight it on every level. I wish I had somebody tonight. I want you to get ready for God to bless you real good. I want you to get ready. Some of you say, well, I'm too old. And one lady was telling me, Bishop, I'm old. I said, where you old at? Well, I'm 90 years old. So Moses was 80 and was 140, and God used him. Stop putting yourself on the back burner. Stop saying what you can't get. Go buy you a new dress. Buy you some new clothes. Dress up and go. Stop drag. Stop complaining and say, Lord, I thank you for my health. I thank you for my strength. Look, if the children don't want to help you, you know, some of the children, they think they're better than you. Mama ain't got no time for you. Dad ain't got no time for you. Leave them folks alone. Because once they get caught up, they're coming to see you. When you tell your brother and your sister the truth, I don't care what they're doing. Say, look, brother, I'm going to pray for you. And don't stop praying for them. I don't care if they're on dope, they're on drugs, they're on alcohol. See, the devil's so busy. They got pills out of him like candy. They want to get to the children. The killings in the school is still going on. And if you got kids, you send them to school, mother. I want you to homeschool them all the rest of this year. Wait till next year when you let them go back in them schools, because ain't nobody regulates these schools. What I'm saying, Jerry, that they need some protectors in the school, like they have at the court, medical detectives. They need, because these kids carrying knives and guns to school, shooting teachers, cutting ties. Now, here's the boy playing football. Somebody hid in the bushes, like the devil, and shot and killed one of the boys. About what? It's about evil. The evil, let me pray. Father God, tonight we come, oh, glory, hallelujah. The spirit, I just picked up the spirit of an ancestor. I say, Father God, we come right now. Father God, we ask you to put a stop to all this murdering and killing and the hate. Father God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, most holy divine God, you sent us on a mission. Everybody listen to me. You got a mission. It might be your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife. Might be a friend you need to minister to. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal tonight. And I want you to receive your healing. And you got to need, plant a seed. Because if you hold it in your hand, ain't nothing going to happen. But when you let it out, it's more going to come. The trillion flow. Father God, right now, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the almighty God, the creator of everything, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, I decree right now, somebody to be here. I decree some mind be written. I decree the drug addict. I decree the alcohol. Loose them right now in the mighty name of God. God, I know that you're able right now to touch every boy, every man, every woman. Though seen the burning bush. You've seen the burning bush. You got to act on it. When you see it, you got to act on it. You got to say, brother, you got to stop drinking. Sister, you got to stop. You got to turn this thing around. Because people over in Kenya is starving. I want to pray for them. Father God, those children ain't got money. They're sending money for war. You got people over in South Africa, over in Kenya, dying of starvation. And the government won't send that. But I know a God hound government. I know a God hound government. I know a God hound countries. And I'm pleading to the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, to feed those children that are family going on. Feed those that are hungry, those that are being killed because the women, they won't let the women stand up. I pray tonight that all this will cease in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. See, when you see the burning bush, you're going to change. Your mindset going to change. Your body going to change. The way you think is going to change because God is in the mix. God is turning this thing around, and God is doing it right now. God is getting ready to change. Now, I want to say this. Back-to-back storms, back-to-back floods. Well, it's down in Florida. It's coming again until men obey God, until you repent. I don't care how much money you got, but you cannot box with God. Your hand too short to box with God. The God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe, and the same God is moving things. The same God that parted the Red Sea. The same God, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob. This the divine law means that man and woman. It's the divine law that God is in charge. And I want to tell you, when Moses seen the burning bush, when he got up, he was a changed man. When you lay down tonight and pray and let God show you your ancestor, you're going to be a different woman, a different man. Stop claiming your sickness. Stop claiming. Stop worrying. And I'm going to give it to God. See somebody, the flood coming. Yeah, it's coming down to Florida. You know where it's coming? The Godhead, the storm, the flood, the tornado is coming. Why? Man is disobedient to God. That's what Moses was saying. Pharaoh, let my people go. And God is telling Florida, let my people go. Let my people serve God. Let my people be free. Maybe they black, they brown, whatever. Free them. And the storms and floods are going to keep coming to man obey God. To man kneel down and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Heal my family. Stop the killing. Say to me, all these guns that the government let out here, and God is not pleased with it. You can say what you want to. This is God's business. It ain't my business. It's not Bishop's business. It's God's business. And once you know that God, when you begin to pray in real, when you begin to say, Lord, forgive me, I might have said something wrong to somebody. Lord, open up a financial door for me. Open up a new job for me. Open up a peace of mind for me. Some of you committing suicide because they're walking in witchcraft. They're killing themselves. They're taking dope, killing themselves. They're drinking, killing themselves. They're fighting just like roaches and animals. They're fighting because of an evil spirit. Devil, loose your hold of their mind. Loose the hold of their body right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And then Moses said, Lord, I go back. And Moses went to Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, what you want? He said, let my people go. Pharaoh said, I can't let them go. God said, don't worry, Moses, because I got you. I got you back. So God got your back tonight. When you lift them hands up and say, Lord, heal me. Lord, save me. Lord, bless me. I don't care where your children are right now. Once you give it to God, Exodus 14:14, I got you. Step back and let God do it. You done did all you can. Step back and look. I don't care what you're doing in Florida. You got to step back. God is walking. Mike and Raphael and the angels is walking through Florida trying to let you know who in charge. And what you got to do is repent. See, people think, well, we in charge, now God is in charge. Moses seen the burning bush and he obeyed God. If you obey God, I'm praying for you, Sister Ann and Sister Rita, I'm praying for you. Delta, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Delta, God bless you tonight. All is well. And I want to tell you, Lisa, you can take that test now. It's gonna do what you need to do. I want to tell you, Acts 19, verse 11. Let me say that again. Lisa just brought me Acts 19, verse 11. I want you to get ready for God to do something special for you. I want you to get ready for God to open up that door for you. God want to make you a supply house. God want to make you be all right. When you read Exodus chapter 20 and you let God open up the door for you, and I want you to read Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 through 17. And you say, God, what you have me to do? And when Moses obeyed God, Pharaoh let the people free. And our people, black, white, brown, poor people, need to be free. You know, people that are hungry need to be fed. And we are the richest country in the world. So I'm not calling on man. I'm calling on God. The God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, God, the most holy universe God that I know can get the job done. And I want to tell you that this week is going to be a breakthrough for you. This week is going to be a week of God making some things happen for you. And I want to tell you, as I look, God breaking curses and hexes this week off of your mind, off of your body. 1 Peter 2 and 24. I just feel that in my spirit. I want to tell you, Pearl Psalm 91, verse 1, 2, and 3. Sometimes you have to get ready and leap into what God got for you. Moses said, Pharaoh, let my people go. And Pharaoh didn't want to do it, but God spoke, turned the river into blood, made frogs come in. So much happening, he had to let the people go. And I want to say tonight, God can change the mind of man. Whatever you're going through, Nick, God label. Whatever you're going through, God can make it work for you, and every door closed will open up for you. And sometimes you say, I can't do it, Bishop. I want to decree tonight your healing and your deliverance. Galatians 3 and 13, James 4 and 7. It seems like that God is putting something in my spirit for somebody tonight to get a breakthrough. Somebody been having sharp pain around their heart. I'm praying for your healing tonight. But the word of God is real. And I want to tell you, get ready for pouring out blessing. See, when Moses seen the bush, Moses immediately left Mount Sinai and went to Egypt. They said, oh, you can't come back to Egypt. When God sends you somewhere, you can go. When God says all is well, and Moses stood tall and said, let my people go. Let freedom reign in Chicago, Mississippi, Arkansas. Let freedom reign and let people be free all over the world. God said that, and that'll work. When he went to Pharaoh's heart got hard. And I want to tell you tonight, there's a spirit of a breakthrough, prophecy. There's a spirit of sealing for your miracle. There's a spirit that God's trying to get your attention, because you got a job to do. You can't do it by yourself. In the name of the Almighty God and all the archangels, all the seraphim and Jesus and all the prophets, we break hexes and curses tonight. We ask for a divine healing tonight in somebody's home. Somebody got that bad news. Lost a son, lost daddy, lost mother. But God, we asking you, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I'm asking God tonight for the healing that you need. I'm asking God tonight that you need a breakthrough, a harvest coming. You're getting ready for a change of climate. God getting ready to carry you to another level. Loosen up and free up and let God do it, because you can't do it by yourself. You got to let God carry you to that level. Psalm 27, Psalm 35, 37. Get ready, Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith. I want you to walk. See, Moses walked by faith. He just said, Lord, I can't do it. He obeyed. And when it seemed like everything is gone, that's when you call on God. When it seems like ain't nobody there, you call on God. And tonight I'm calling on the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of the wind, the God of the whole universe. I'm praying for those that are trying to get out of Florida. I'm praying for those that ain't got nowhere to go. I'm praying for those that lost loved ones already. Some ain't going to go. But I want to tell you tonight, we will find out that cover the city. It's going, you ain't seen nothing like this. God, glory, hallelujah, God is getting ready to speak to you through that storm. God going to let you see that you have to come back to God. Miracles being released. And right now, I'm praying for your answer. Whatever's been going on, I'm praying tonight that things be released. I'm praying tonight for your breakthrough. I'm praying tonight that you reach up and let go and let God. Right now, the trillion flow in your life. Right now, bring the family together. Bring the husband back, the wife back. Bring the children back. I rebuke that dope spirit, that alcohol spirit that they own. I rebuke right now that negative spirit right now. That dark spirit, I move it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when Moses got to Pharaoh had to obey what Moses said. Because Moses was speaking, God had gave Moses the power. And God has gave you the power, woman. God has gave you the power, man. Reverend Jake did. He gave his son to church. Gave his daughter to church. It's time for women to stand up all over the world. The women running their shawls now. And, you know, you can't tell a woman what to do with her body when God made her body. It's her and God. And, you know, we're turning some things around in the city, in the country, everywhere. men and women are standing up for the power of the anointing of God. God bless you. And I want to tell you tonight, I want you to set a glass of water, a jar of water, but it's all about setting a fruit jar and set it up by your bedside or set it in your kitchen. And I'm going to tell you what I want you to do tomorrow night, something I want you to do. Matter of fact, when you go to the store, get some apples, oranges, and fruit, and set it near it, set it in your kitchen. Set the apple, oranges, banana, grape, set them in your kitchen and let them set up through this service. Set a jar of water, go get a gallon of water from the store and set it up, or go get some bottled water and set it up on your kitchen table. Set apples, oranges, banana, and all the fruit, and set and pear, and set it up. And at the end of the service, I got something to tell you. But I want you to do that the first night and get you a bottle of olive oil and set by that fruit. God's going to work a miracle for you, man. God's going to work a miracle for you. So you get ready for God to work that miracle quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's what he's going to do. Work that miracle.